Session number 18773, Reel 3.
Gordon Preston, Reel 3. You just told me you went to an airfield in France. Somewhere.
That's right, yeah. And we stayed there for 2 days. And then the Germans flew us by Dakotas.
The Americans?
That's right, Americans, not the Germans. The Americans flew us by Dakotas down to another airfield further down in France. And this one was for Lancaster bombers. And we stayed there for a couple of days. And then we were flown back from there by Lancasters. Lancasters were all cleared out, so you had open space. And 24 men at a time were packed. Put into these bombers, and we flew as mad as they were, the airports, and they flew us from there to Tring, which was their bombing base where they landed, and that was it, you know.
Did you have any after effects up from the war?
Well, no, you don't know, do you? You know. I expect I've had probably had a developed a bad chest, which I don't suppose I would have done so much with a, you know, but not really. I got a lot to be grateful for. I mean, I've lived to 80, so it couldn't have been a lot.
Did your wounds heal up?
Yes,
completely.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So you didn't have any stiffness in your fingers?
No. No.
What did your period of, did your war period change your attitude towards the Germans?
Well, what made you angry with the Germans was some of the brutality of the guards. And they were special blokes. I saw a load of prisoners coming out from a camp. We was on the line of mass, and you know what we call the line of mass. That was near the end of the war. And there's mass and these blokes along, and they were walking skeletons. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'd been out of it. I mean, I was down a 9 stone, and I was a 12 stone bloke. But these blokes were simply walking skeletons. And the brutality of the German guards, they were special blokes with no feeling, picked out for that job. There's no doubt about that. That was German, he wouldn't have done it, you know. But these were special, brutal men. That's all I can say.
You mean they were hitting them?
Yes. And if they fell down, they just picked them up and chucked them under an old dung cart that pulled by two oxen, all that sort of thing. So you had a load of blokes piled on top of one another, about 4 or 5 foot high. You know, it was awful, you know.
Where was this?
This is in Germany. Southern Germany.
Were the prisoners English or otherwise?
I don't know. I would say probably not many English amongst them. They were really, you know, probably a lot of Germans amongst them, because he put his own people in the camp too, you know, in these camps.
But were they prisoners of war? Or?
No. Most of them were political prisoners, really.
Could the prisoners of war do anything about it to try to stop them?
Not unless you want to get shot. We looked at them and tried to bring your stare to let them know that we've seen this happening, you know, and looked straight at them and made them aware of that fact, you know. That's what you could do. You certainly couldn't attack them because they'd have shot you dead.
Was this early in the war or late in the war?
Late in the war, yeah. Yeah.
What do you feel like now about having served in the Second World War? How do you feel now about having served in the Second World War?
Well, I feel that it was a must because there was a genocide going on with the wiping the Jews out, and I don't believe in a world you could really live with that. Just say what's going on now in Bavaria, not Bavaria, Yugoslavia, yeah. Mm.
Did you have any nightmares or anything after the war?
No. No.
Were you able to settle down to civilian life all right? Were you able to settle down to civilian life?
Yes, I played cricket and you know, oh yeah, yeah. Played for the dart team, didn't you? Oh yeah, we settled right in civilian life again, yeah.